Details on the impact of the Iran war on Oklahoma's oil industry. Approved legislation won't bring any change in how student-athlete transfer eligibility works, and a new initiative in Tulsa to increase tech companies and workforce. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Deborah Shar. Despite peace talks between the U.S. and Iran, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed, constricting global oil supplies and spiking prices. Oklahoma oil companies are profiting, but as Lionel Ramos reports, the state's greater economy will only see slight gains.
The Strait of Hormuz is a narrow waterway between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. It's where 20 million barrels of crude oil are moved through on any given day. That's a fifth of the global supply. Iran, which controls traffic through the strait, has closed it off since the U.S. launched an opening salvo of attacks on the country in February, citing the need to quell its nuclear weapon ambitions. The conflict has led to higher gas prices, and it means that energy companies in Oklahoma and across the country have been making steep profits. But as a late May study from the Kansas City Federal Reserve points out, those profits aren't likely to spur greater economic and workforce growth in Oklahoma, as natural gas prices, a greater driver of the state's economy, slowly drop and companies hold off on new drilling projects while they wait out the war. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Governor Kevin Stitt says a new bill will end penalties for student-athletes transferring schools. But as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, the measure only removed a statute. The rule still exists.
House Bill 2153 removed the state law that required most students to sit out for a year of athletics if they transfer to a district they don't live in. However, the organization governing athletics and other activities, OSSAA, still has a rule that enforces the policy. OSSAA Director David Jackson said in an email to State Impact that families will not see any change in how transfer eligibility works. Member schools may vote on changing the rule in the future if they want. He says the rule was originally created and approved by member schools. Jackson says the rule was created to prevent recruitment and pressure on families and to keep a level playing field across districts. Quote, the rule is about protecting families for every student in every school. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
A prominent building in Tulsa's historically black district has reopened as a technology hub. Ben Abrams has the details.
The Greenwood Cyber and AI Lab opened Thursday at the site of the historic Moton Hospital, a place known for treating victims of the 1921 race massacre. The building had sat vacant for years before receiving millions from the city for redevelopment. The Tulsa World reports the new tech hub was unveiled as a partnership between Microsoft and the nonprofit Black Tech Street. The three-story lab across the street from Carver Middle School will focus on artificial intelligence and cybersecurity development. Tulsa received a $50 million federal grant to attract technology firms. The lab's work is funded by a portion of that grant. In Tulsa, I'm Ben Abrams.
The Oklahoma City Thunder and San Antonio Spurs are knotted up at two games apiece in the NBA Western Conference Finals. OKC will look to bounce back from a 21-point loss in Game 4, where the team uncharacteristically turned the ball over 20 times. Coach Mark Daigneault says his team needs to play a lot better to win tonight's Game 5.
Some of the turnovers and some of the shooting was a result of the way we played and a result of the way they defended. You know, I'd never take away credit from them when they played the way they did. But it's a little bit of both probably. You know, like it wasn't our night, but at the same time, we could have been a lot better. And we need to be a lot better in Game 5 when we want to compete in the game.
Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 7:30 at the Paycom Center, and it can be seen on NBC. Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.